Prescott, brother and sister, W.W. Nashville, Tennessee, June 9th, 1904. Dear brother and sister Prescott, I had hoped so much to hear from you ere this, but not one word has come from Brother Washburn, Brother Prescott, or from Brother Daniels. I may not be able to finish this letter before we shall have to take up matters of bookmaking to relieve the situation of the South. We are now on the boat, the Morning Star. When I left Berrien Springs, I was hopeless of doing or saying anything more to relieve the situation. I had given the message the Lord has given me for them. I know the Spirit of the Lord was upon me, and I am so grateful to my Heavenly Father. The smoke and impurity of the atmosphere seemed oppressive. My throat was smarting, and I was offering up prayer to God. The appeal I made was, "Leave me not alone. Thy presence I must have. Thou canst uphold and strengthen me." When we stepped from the cars in Chicago, a carriage was waiting to take us to another depot, then another carriage a short distance, then the local city train away from Chicago 17 miles, which cost 17 cents for each. Brother Paulson was most faithful in doing all he possibly could to make us comfortable. Unfinished.